Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to another episode of Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Ollie. I'm so excited for this story. If you have an idea for a story, you too can submit your idea. Go to the website kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a cheetah that turns into a robot? Me too. Let's go! Ollie was one of the fastest animals that lived in all of Africa. He loved to run across the desert at blazing speeds, and if you listened to a story from Kids Animal Stories a little while ago, you would know the answer to that. What kind of animal is he? He's a cheetah! Yeah, if you go back to the Kids Animal Stories adventure where we talk about cheetahs, you would know all kinds of cool facts about him. But one really cool thing is cheetahs have a long tail. Do you remember that? Yeah, it's kind of like their steering wheel. So as Ollie is racing through the desert of Africa and he wants to turn, but he doesn't want to slow down, he sticks his tail out and it helps him turn just like a steering wheel. It's pretty amazing. As Ollie was running through the desert, he just loved it. It was a hot, sunny day, but nothing got in his way of running. He ran and ran and ran until finally, oh, it's getting late. Gotta go to bed. It was definitely time for Ollie's bedtime. Cheetahs, they love to play all day and then they go to bed and sleep. Well, where his bed was up in a cave. He loved his cave because it was nice and safe and cool, and oh, it was a great place to sleep. As he climbed up to the cave, it started to rain a little bit outside. And he crawled in and stretched his legs and curled up next to a nice comfy spot, closed his eyes, and went to sleep. Yeah, sometimes when cheetahs are sleeping, they snore. Have you ever heard someone snore in their sleep? Yeah, it's pretty funny. What's that? What's going on? Ollie was woken up in the middle of his sleep by a very bright green light in his cave, which, that's not normal. In fact, lights in where the cheetahs live is not normal because they don't have flashlights or anything, but this green light is very strange. And all of a sudden, whoa! Ollie started to float through the air. He was kicking his legs, but nothing was working. It's like the green light was pulling him out of the cave. And pretty soon, he started to float up into the sky. And he said to himself, holy smokes, this has got to be a dream. This can't be real. Oh, no. He was so worked up and scared that Ollie the cheetah passed out. As he was floating higher and higher, it definitely seemed like this was a dream, but unfortunately, this was no dream. A few hours later, Ollie woke up. Where am I? What's going on? What in the world happened to me? Ollie looked down at his hands, and his paws were no longer paws. He was completely covered in some kind of metal suit. What? Ollie yelled as loud as he could, and he was immediately greeted by two friends.
Meep, meep, meep. Why, hello, good morning. Hi, my name's Meep, 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 and this is my friend. Well, he doesn't talk, but my name's Meep, 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 meep.
Where am I? Said Ollie. Ollie was looking around and realized that he was no longer in his cave, no longer in the desert, and definitely not in Africa anymore. He was in a spaceship! And these green creatures looked like aliens! Ollie the cheetah was very panicked, not only by where he was and who he was with, but what he had become.
Meep, meep, meep. You see, we have turned you into a robot because we need your help. Meep, meep, meep.
You need my help? What are you talking about?
Well, there is an asteroid blasting off for our home planet, and we need to find a way to turn it. And you're the fastest creature in all the universe, so we need your help.
You need my help to save your planet from some kind of asteroid? How in the world am I going to do that? The aliens then opened up a picture and started a video demonstrating their plan, which is actually a pretty good plan. They said that Ollie needed to get on this asteroid. It was like a big, humongous circle. And if he ran as fast as he could on this big circle rock that was gonna crash into their planet, if he could run fast enough, it could start spinning the rock and make it turn, and so it would miss their planet. Wow, that's actually a pretty good plan. And I do like running, said Ollie.
Oh, that's terrific. Let's go.
The aliens blasted off their spaceship into hyper supersonic speed. Wow, that thing was fast. And Ollie loved it. Because remember, he liked fast things. Woo-hoo! As the spaceship blasted off and flew through space all the way over to these aliens' planet, there it was. A ginormous asteroid. It looked like, I don't know, a ginormous rock that was very circular. But it was huge, way bigger than the spaceship, and if it crashed into their planet, ugh, that'd be terrible. All right, so again, why did you turn me into a robot?
Good question. Well, instead of you putting on a spacesuit so that you can breathe out there because cheetahs cannot breathe in space, we turned you into a robot so that you can just run out there and do what you gotta do. Sound like a plan?
Okay. Ollie was flexing around his arms and legs and his tail, and he still looked like a cheetah, but just like a robot cheetah. He went out the door and jumped onto the asteroid. Wow, this feels amazing, he said. I feel even faster.
All right, we need you to start running that way, and that will turn the asteroid out and save our planet. Hurry, go!
Ollie started running as fast as he could, and whoa! He was super fast, way faster than his normal cheetah body, and zoom he went. The asteroid began spinning under his feet. That's how fast he was running. And it worked perfectly. The asteroid turned the way that it was traveling because of how fast he was running, and it missed the planet just in time. Hooray! Ollie saved the day, and the aliens were so happy. They asked if Ollie the cheetah wanted to go home.
Do you want to go home?
Yeah, of course I want to go home, but do you think I could stay like this? Like, don't change me back into a cheetah. Could I stay as a robot cheetah?
Absolutely.
And that is the end of our story, but the beginning of a crazy adventure about the robot cheetah, who Ollie, I guess now, is going to be even faster than he was as a regular cheetah. And who knows what crazy adventures he will run into next. The end. Wow, great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Daniel from Oliver, BC, Nolan from Salisbury, New Hampshire, Benjamin from San Diego, California, Ben and Ellie from Carlsbad, California, Brandon Reese from Houston, Texas, Maya from Atlanta, Georgia, and Connor from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kids Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!